I want to share a few thoughts with you this evening around communion. And there are three things that I believe the Lord just wants to encourage us about this evening. You have to bear with me because I'm stepping out a little bit because I don't normally go down kind of like the Greek road, but I'm going to give it a go. And I'm open for correction afterwards, guys, okay? Don't all jump in at once. But I just want to read two passages. I'm going to first read Matthew 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood, and the covenant which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And Corinthians 11, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. And do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And this evening, I just wanted to encourage us, really, and this is coming from my experience as a Christian as well, about ensuring that this time spent, you know, taking these emblems and reflecting and examining ourselves and looking at the price Jesus paid for us and just refreshing ourselves, that it doesn't just become something that we do without really thinking about the consequences that, you know, Jesus like faced to allow us to be in this position today, you know, to remember him. And I want to look at the word remembrance this evening. And I think there are three things I want to encourage us with. And there's lots of English definitions of the word remembrance. It's a state of being remembered, it's a commemoration, to hold someone's name in remembrance. And I just wanted to look at the Greek word of this. And the Greek word is anamnesis. I can't even pronounce it. Anamnesis. But it originates from anamnesko. Okay? And anamnesko means I remind, okay? I remind myself. I turn my mind towards to recollect by going through a process, i.e., it's a journey where remembrance leads to. And I want us this evening to think about three things. The first process, I guess, of remembrance is that it's a choice. It's an active state that we go through. We choose to remember the sacrifice that Jesus paid for us. And I want to really encourage you in that, not to let it just, you know, kind of pass you by and just let it become something that is so religious and repetitive. Allow it to be meaningful every time that you take these emblems. And that's the first thing, is this, I choose to remember. It's a process that we go through. And that's the first one. It's an inward process because we have to decide. Not that, you know, it's anything to do with us. But I have to choose. I have to reflect. I have to think, thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you for your broken body. You've brought me to this place today. And I want to just really bring my thoughts in line with you now and just really give this the justice that it deserves or the response that it deserves from me. Okay? So the first one is inward. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's that thought process we go through. I recollect on the price that he paid for me. He took my sin. And when we think about that process, we think about the suffering that Jesus went through. The physical pain must have been tremendous. You know? A little prick on my finger is painful enough. Especially if you get in the right little place or those little things you get next to your nail. They're painful for days, but Jesus was battered and bruised. And he endured that pain, didn't he? That we could come to this place this evening and remember that and just be overwhelmed with his love for us and so encouraged. We were all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. No one could be declared righteous because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God demonstrated his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. That's the position we are in as Christians this evening. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. You're the righteousness of God this evening. Remember that. In that process of coming to communion, remember an active inward choice to remember the process, the sacrifice that Jesus went through. That should prompt us, shouldn't it? The first part of this word, Anna, is upward. And it's a motion from a lower place to a higher place. Right? Where is Jesus now? And in our thought process, let's look upward. Let's not just reflect on what happened there. Yes, absolutely, the blood and the body. But where is he? He's victorious. He's in heaven. That's our hope. That's our joy. That's our security. We don't worship a God of wood or stone. We don't worship a dead God. He's living. And he's alive in us and he's moving among us. Motion from a lower place to a higher place. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, just my mind's just been brought back to a Craig preached one time, and he said about Jesus when he went to heaven and sat down. I mean, you normally sit down and have a rest after a good day's work. You know, Jesus accomplished what he was meant to accomplish. You know, and he sat down, it's done. And now he's there, interceding on our behalf, because he loves us so much. And we have victory through Jesus because of that. He's victorious. We very often associate remembrance with those who fought and died in battle. You know, and with all respect to them, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for that. But you know, God fought. Jesus fought, didn't he? He came, he was among us. He became a human being to experience the scorching weather and the dusty feet and the thirst and everything he went through in that time period, you know? He understands what we go through. But he's fully man and fully God, isn't he? Now glorified with his Father in heaven. So the second process is, let's look up. Look inward. Let's look upward. And the third process is the second part of that word. It's mimnesko. Reminding oneself purposefully. I remember, actively remember, intentionally, with a purpose. Alright? With a purpose. Christ is going to come again, isn't he? Is that what we believe tonight? He's going to come again. And people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all those peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. So I want to encourage us this evening that when we come to take this wafer and this wine, that it doesn't just become that and you get a bit stuck in your teeth because you haven't chewed it properly. It's way more than that. Let's not take it lightly. Let's look in. Let's just examine ourselves, Lord. Refresh ourselves. We all have a testimony of salvation, don't we? Let's look inward. Let's choose to remember the price Jesus paid for us. his blood, his body, the sacrifice, his death, but then his resurrection and his ascension. Look upward. Where is he? He's victorious. Let's look onward. He's coming back for us. You know, I want you to really just grasp that this evening. It's just really all I've got to say. But you know what? I really want you just to focus on that this evening. Don't just let this just be something that we do every week and becomes regular and routine. Never lose the meaning of it. Never forget. Remember. And what happens then? For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Now this word proclaim in Greek, here we go, is katagelo, meaning I declare openly. And kata is down. It's a reference point. It's a point of strength, a position of strength, reaffirming our faith. You know, you get like a town crier. He's ready. He's prepared, isn't he, to shout. He's ready to declare it. And this word kata is a reinforcing of our faith. So when we come to communion, when we take these emblems, for often as you do these things, drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. It works hand in hand. It's our strength to go forward as Christians, to stand firm and proclaim as a messenger this message that sometimes we shy away from, that we get embarrassed about. Why? Why? When it's life. I'll share a testimony with you just this week gone. Actually, it was last week. I'm working with a young man who's a trainee surveyor, and we just stopped for lunch one day in the Heath Hospital. We were serving a ward there, and we just stopped for lunch, and we just started chatting with him, you know, how old are you, and all the rest of it, and have you just done your A-levels? And he's, yeah. Said what subjects he did, and he said he did RE, and I was like, oh, it's quite unusual for somebody to want to choose to RE unless they come from some kind of faith background. And he has no background in faith, his parents, no one in his family. And so the conversation just took off. We were an hour and a half we were talking, and we went from Genesis to Revelation to one religion to another and back again. But he had the gospel of Jesus Christ. I made that the main thing. I wanted that to be something that I didn't leave that day until I told him, until he knew. Not forced it on him, just allowed God's spirit to move and allow it to happen. You know? And I was ready. I was ready for it, ready to give an account. And I've never, ever in my life of sharing the gospel with anybody had a response like I did from him. And the Holy Spirit was moving, and he said, I'm so engaged in what you're saying. I want a Bible to read it for myself. Wow. And I want to come to church. I want to know more about this. I just can't get it. And you know, there was a moment in our conversation where I felt the Spirit of God move and just like a dart just penetrate him in the heart, you know. And I just sensed that happening. What a privilege to be in that position. I thank the Lord every time I get an opportunity like that. But it comes from a position where we completely surrender ourselves, where we remind ourselves of the price that Jesus paid for us, of the victory that he's achieved, where he's seated, and then he's coming back again. He's given us everything we need. And that gives us strength then to proclaim the message. Gives us strength when we bring our thoughts in line with the completely finished work of Jesus Christ. It gives us strength to share our faith, to be bold in it, to be confident. I want to see if you could just come and play. Do you know, I've just had this, I always go through a real battle before I share anything before I speak. And then I know God wants to do something. Otherwise, it'd be a breeze. I could come up here and I could just read some words off, and it may be meaningless, job well done, all the rest of it. But I think unless I go through that process, I'm not relying fully on God, and I just think, in this process of getting up here, I don't do it very often, I've really got to trust God that He's going to do what He's going to do, and He's going to work in lives and hearts. And I just really felt all this week and last week and the months I've been thinking about this, and it was just going to be so simple to encourage us this evening, but just to reaffirm and just bring our thoughts back to that point where we just forget about everything around us and even bring all that rubbish in that little space, in that little moment, and just say, Lord, everything I give to You, I give it all to You. Everything I'm going through, all my circumstance, all this struggle, this doubt, this fear, I bring it all to You now. I thank You for Your blood. I thank You for Your body. I thank You that You are victorious and that You intercede. You love me. And I thank You, God, that one day we're going to see You in all Your glory. And He's coming again for us. I wonder if those who are serving the bread this evening can come forward. And I just really want to encourage you this evening just to be still and just allow this process to draw you in line with Jesus again, you know? Allow it to refresh you. Allow it just to sink in again and give you boldness and confidence to go out through those doors and not shy away from your testimony, you know? Let it encourage you this evening. Father, I thank You for this time together, Lord. I thank You for the price, Lord, tremendous sacrifice that You paid, Lord. The death that You suffered, horrific, Lord, but yet glorious. Wonderful, Lord. Because we can be in this position of strength today, remembering Your goodness to us, Your love just poured out so freely in the broken body and Your shed blood. I thank You, Lord, that You fulfilled every prophecy in Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord. Everything, Lord, was fulfilled. You're perfect, Lord. And Lord, that's why we can come to You this evening, Lord, and just say, I need You, Lord, because we know that You've been here, Lord. You've been before us, but You've given us, Lord, a hope, Lord, to go forward with, Lord. And thank You, Lord Jesus. Help us now, Lord. Holy Spirit, move among us. Breathe upon us, Lord. Refresh us, Lord. Fill us and strengthen us, Lord. And as, Lord, we take this bread and wine, Lord, that we would draw our thoughts, Lord, to this process of, I choose to remember You. I choose to remember the price You paid. But in that process of remembrance, I look up. Because You are there at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for our behalf. Lord, remind us to look forward to the day when You come again. We bless You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We could distribute the bread and just encourage you just to be still now and just think about those things.